Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Bernstein and Holmes Show.
Dan Bernstein, Lawrence Holmes, powerhouse pairing, 10 to 2 every day.
On 670 The Score.
Who's your guy?
Well, who are you?
So this is it. I mean, we do have a little special button at the end of this that we're going to do just because we want to. But for now, this is your chance. We got a whole weekend's worth of guys, and we're going to ask you who they are, and then we are going to tell you as much as we can about them thanks to Dane Brugler's exhaustive scouting report, The Beast. We will continue with Mike. Mike is on The Score. Mike, who is your guy?
My guy is Tanner Bartolini, center, Wisconsin.
You know, I like when we're talking centers. Tanner Bartolini.
It also sounds like something that's great on the menu at Acione. Have you guys had the Tanner Bartolini?
We hand make. It's very good. He is 6'4", 303. Here are his strengths.
Our culture is awesome.
Above average burst and lateral quickness to rapidly reach his landmarks and position himself. Fluid athlete in space. With smooth redirect skills to access various outside zone blocks, pulls, and screens, throws his large hands tight into the chest of gap rushers to clamp and drive them wide. Able to refit and battle, keeping defenders from gaining the upper hand. Competitive finisher who doesn't take his foot off the pedal. Smoothly picks up stunting games and A-gap blitzes. Highly intelligent on and off the field. A 3.98 GPA, a 30 ACT, recruited by Harvard and Yale. Comfortable communicating calls at the line. Offers outstanding positional flexibility, practiced at all five offensive line spots, and logged starts at five different positions. Weaknesses.
He's been in college since 2017. You know,
short-armed blocker and often caught with his upper half overextended. Mediocre square power and body mass can be late establishing his anchor versus bull rushers. Guilty of hurrying his process and allowing his pads to rise, which forces him to recover from awkward angles. Oversetting leaves him susceptible to counters. Long-armed defenders can stack and punch off his frame, especially at the second level. In summary, Bartolini had persistent hiccups on his 2023 tape. Well, I hope they got rid of those. But the guard-to-center transition is rarely immediate, and he offers encouraging upside thanks to his fluidity, intelligence, and technical skill. He projects as an eventual NFL starter with position flexibility across the interior. A third to fourth round grade on Wisconsin center Tanner Bartolini. Here is Dave. Another Dave. Dave, who's your guy?
How you doing, my friend?
Hello.
Hello.
My guy is a running back, cutter slasher, USC, O.J. Simpson.
What? All right, that was the bit. Was that what it was for? The whole,
yeah, man.
Really? You wasted everybody's time for that?
Just a bit.
Okay, great. Daniel, you're on The Score. Who's your guy?
I won't waste your time. Sorry. My guy is Braylon Trice, edge out of Washington.
Braylon Trice!
Real name, no gimmicks.
Let's go!
I nicely done, studs.
And completely appropriate with the draft being in Detroit and Eminem kicking off the draft last night with his new friend.
Trice. Real name, no gimmicks.
Oh, wait, I got him?
Well, I had the last one.
Yeah, but I was ready for the other guy before he asked for OJ.
Right, but it's your
Yeah, turn. Nice job by that guy, by the way.
Yes,
real cool. You're so funny, guy.
Cool guy.
Yeah.
Are you a cool guy? Yeah, he's doing what cool guys do.
He wanted Hannibal to be OJ Simpson.
I got page 180 for you there.
Thanks.
180. There you go.
Since we had talked about it, the Braylon Trice Room. Thank you. It actually does sound pretty good on a Friday. He's right next to Jonah Ellis.
Perfect.
Here we go.
Braylon Trice. Real name, no gimmicks.
6'3½, 245 pounds, out of Sandra Day O'Connor in Phoenix, Arizona. Strengths.
He's a good-looking black man with a LeBron James-style beard.
I was talking about the cop down here that is always pulling people over.
Proportional frame with functional play strength, uses heavy hands to thud at contact and drive blockers backwards when his pat level stays low. Violent stabs allow him. Oh, well, he's right about the OJ. Violent stabs allow him to set up ghost moves, quickly taking away his hands to access the blocker's shoulder, fluid with first two steps to get blockers leaning, and set up inside arm moves. Weaknesses.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Limited bend and inconsistent contact balance when attempting to capture the corner. Rigid
in space.
And it takes a beat to redirect his momentum. Lack of agility hinders ability to square up as a tackler, late to discard blocks in the run game, lacking suddenness in stack and shed, too easily caught up inside, and loses leverage versus outside runs. In summary, Trice doesn't have exceptional edge speed or length and needs to be more consistent in the run game, but his athletic urgency and violent play style will help translate his college disruption to the pros. He projects as a scheme-diverse rotational NFL end. Third-round great, number 82 overall, on Braylon Trice.
Braylon Trice. Real name, no gimmicks.
Jerry, you are on the score. Who's your guy?
Good afternoon, sir. Too bad the madame is not here with us. My guy is from downstate. Used to be splashed all over the pages of the Daily Egyptian, just like Jason Goff. PJ Jules, safety, Southern Illinois.
Love it. PJ Jules, this is one of the more incomplete scouting reports, but I will do my best as the 36th ranked safety here. He is 5'11", just under 6 feet, 203 pounds. Here are his positives.
You're not on the podcast, wow.
Earned all conference each of his final 3 years. Career best numbers as a senior. A strong rap tackler. He can run the alley with conviction. Handles himself well in the box to make stops at the line. Confident in coverage as an underneath zone defender. Negatives.
He said he looked up and said, no, can guard, but you have... I got 40 points. I'm like, that's nice. He took 34 shots to get it.
Only adequate burst and adequate change of direction, late to recover when his eyes get stuck in the wrong place or he's sorting through the play. Overall, Jules is a C-ball, get-ball defender who is consistently around the action because of his flow, range, and aggressive nature that also shows on special teams.
One could call him a flow rider.
He is listed as a priority free agent. It is PJ Jules, safety from Southern Illinois.
Run the Jules!
We've got
run one. Run the Jules fast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We've got one more left, and it is Jeff. Jeff, you are going to close out 2024's edition that answers this question: who's your guy?
My guy is Audric Estime, running back from Notre Dame.
Audric Estime, 5'11", 222 pounds. Strengths.
I'm not sure, you'll have to ask my dad.
Built like a linebacker with broad shoulders, yoked up arms, chest, and a thick lower half. Runs with effective tempo and vision to find slivers of space at the line of scrimmage. Stays square, getting through downhill cuts with light feet for well-timed lateral cuts. His rumbling and urgent acceleration ignites explosive plays. That is a nice write-up right there.
Isn't he slow, though?
Weaknesses.
I'm fat!
High cut. And runs with hints of tightness in his hips. Full speed cuts are more rounded than sharp. Inconsistent start-stop skills hurting his ability to make sudden direction changes. Routes show signs of rigidity. He needs to expand his receiving skills. Has the natural build and strength to be an asset in pass protection, but he can be caught flat-footed and needs to refine his punch timing. Overall, Estime has the build and run power of a downhill grinder, but the vision and cut acceleration of a smaller back, giving him RB1 potential for the NFL, best in a gap scheme. His body type, run talent, and promise on passing downs are reminiscent of former Seattle Seahawks running back Chris Carson. There's a third to fourth round grade on Audric Estime.
Well, that's going to do it. And I just glanced at the overall ranking of running backs here. The very top-ranked running back in the entire draft
is me.
Has a second to third round grade.
Well, I mean, Dan, defenders didn't go until halfway through the first round.
I know.
Where do you think a running back's going to go?
But that's wild. But there's no Bijan Robinson, Saquon Barkley type. That's crazy. Well, that's it, folks. So you know what we're going to do next? We are going to do our first edition because we're going to do this on Monday as well, but we're going to work ahead. Our next segment is going to be Caleb Williams and Rome Odunze. These are your guys.
You want the quarterback or the receiver?
I want whoever you don't want, I will take.
I want the receiver.
I'll take the quarterback then, and we will bring you the exhaustive scouting reports on both of these brand new Chicago Bears. So now it gets fun. Now it's like after you buy a car or something and you read all the car and driver reports about how awesome your car is. That's what the next segment is going to be on The Score.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.